here we are in all of Wednesday, and welcome to Balcony Banter. Welcome, 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 everyone. And tonight's show here on the channel, on my channel, Juliane Nendel Holistic Mentoring, is of course accompanied by our great friends, Tim and Christine Dowd from Living with MS in Tenerife, and live from Dundee with the lovely fans behind him, it's Ian Miller. Welcome.
Hiya.
Hello,
is that
hello,
fans from Dane Doofus?
Correct.
Yes.
Courtesy of Dane Duffus.
What a lovely feedback, I would say, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. So, yes, welcome. Tonight's topic we have put and set as feedback, and it's about you guys, because you always give us every week lovely feedback. In the chat, in the comment section, and tonight we've already had a few here. We have 22 watching at the minute. So, yes, it's all about you tonight. Feedback is coming, and we want to see feedback live here on screen tonight, and also later on, if you are watching this on catch-up, then just leave a comment, because those comments are really helpful. And really helpful, not only for us, but among the community as well, as you will probably see what we are going to discuss. So let's see who's in the chat right now. Craig was the first one, and then it's Craig. So there are a lot of Craigs coming here. That name must have been on offer. Then there is Marie Alti, there is Ian, of course, better be here, Derek Walker, and Sarah Childs. Sarah, thank you so much for your lovely gift. I really, really appreciate your very thoughtful gift, a lovely picture of the two of us from the last time we've seen each other. So I hope to see you next time as well. Sarah and Simon Ferrand. Hi, Simon. Haven't seen you for a while. Trisha Slater. I hope, Trisha, you had a lovely stay on the island as well. Dane Dufus. Yes, thank you, Dane, for your email. And you can already see the feedback live behind Ian. And we have Ray Duffy. Hi, Ray. And Nikki. And I hope a few more are going to join us very soon. And yes, feedback tonight, feedback. You guys, over the last months, we've been changing our concept a little bit this year, starting this year in January. We changed every second Wednesday. It is on my channel, Juliane Nendel Holistic Mentoring, which I do as my profession. And working with clients live and on and offline. So if you fancy a chat, you can always reach out, and our emails are in the description box below. All right, and of course we have lovely feedback not only from me and from you, but also from Ian, I guess. Ian, what's your feedback?
Oh yeah. that's a nice layout we've got tonight.
Yes, lovely one.
You start
lovely
us.
One.
I like your background as well. Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
It. Yeah, that's it.
We're doing our best.
Yeah, that's it. As Julianne says, if it wasn't for you guys putting things in comments and giving us feedback on the comments, not only in the chat, as to say the comments after the show is over, this is where we pick up a lot of the stuff, and we'll get back to you. So thanks to you guys. Yep.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's not only during the show, it's also the work afterwards, and going through it all. And Ian, I mean, you are always making time for it, especially you. and picking up on on lovely messages from our viewers. So and not only that, it doesn't only stop there, right? You also get in touch personally and keep report.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, that's just as you said there. I mean, there is one or two of our viewers actually contact me from time to time, and there is a couple at the moment I'm in constant contact with, and I just say thank you very much for that. What I will say is we'll have one or two that always comments, and they always come up with suggestions, which really goes into my topic list, and this is where we sort of make up our programs for. And I'll keep saying it, if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be sitting here doing this, and we'd really, really, we really, really appreciate it. So keep it going, yes. Guys. Keep the topics coming in. Keep me busy.
Yes, keep you busy, Ian. That's right. That's right. And I mean, if you're looking back at how this all started, right, Tim and Chris, it's going into the third year. Yep. So we've been on this since summer 2020.
We have. In fact, this week, I've put in Balcony Banter is now a playlist. It used to be a play. Now it's a podcast. So YouTube have allowed us now to aggregate stuff together into a podcast, and that pushes the audio out to other podcasts. To YouTube podcasting, so people can actually hear Balcony Banter as a podcast now. I used to put it up on Anchor, but I think it's all automatic now. I've got to check to see what else I need to do. But these that are on Yuliani's channel, there is a button that says collaborate, which I haven't pressed yet, but I'm sure that if we collaborate together, Yuliani, I can intermingle the ones on your channel, the ones on my channel, in this one playlist. And then we get all the analytics on that as well. And it was really amazing because I turned this playlist into a podcast, and then I realized that half of them weren't in the playlist. So I went through all of them and put in all the missing ones.
Yeah.
And I saw that we had lots and lots of feedback over the years, and people were really enjoying it. We do have a hardcore set of people that join us now, as it is at the moment. And at the beginning, I think people were coming in and saying, oh, what's going on? Is Tim in a bar somewhere or whatever? And when they found out that it was a slightly different format than I do, then obviously some people say it's not their cup of tea. But luckily enough, there are plenty of enough people that like this type of format and this type of subject matter. Of course, as Ian was saying, we've had letters and emails, and I've even had written letters from certain people.
Yes.
And so it's fantastic, the feedback we got. And we were talking about community not so long ago, and I think community and feedback go together. The community that people say that we built, but we don't build a community. I think what we do, Yuliani, is give the platform, and the community builds itself. And the community that you guys have built, you know, all of us, in fact, I think it is a safe place now to come. We've got rid of the unwanteds, if you like, or they found it more too boring because we don't cry in our soup anymore. And I really do believe that what we've got here is something special.
Yeah.
So we really need to keep it going.
And of course, I mean, the times have changed as well. Now it's three years nearly. This summer it's 3 years that Balcony Banter is on, and obviously we started in a time period where the pandemic was there, and in some of the countries even lockdown. So times have changed. We have moved on, and we're still here. I mean, that says a lot as well, and that speaks for itself. And yes, and we do appreciate each and every one of you, especially making time for this fixed date with Balcony Banter every Wednesday.
And don't forget, you can join in. Unfortunately, I haven't copied the list. If anybody wants to join in, put in the comment here in the chat, and then I'll go and put it in. But if nobody's coming in, I'm not going to go and do it now.
Okay. All right.
Or should I do it quick? It only takes 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what I was going to say, just emphasize on what Tim was saying there about the community. We have coming up within the next number of weeks, a program actually devoted entirely to the community. So, guys, if you've got any ideas, ship them in to me before the program, and we'll bring them up and chat about them. The whole evening will be devoted purely entirely to the community. And that's coming up shortly.
Exactly.
Yep.
Absolutely. And there have been already some topics, suggestions from you guys, which reached us via email, which we are definitely going to be discussing in the future. And just to let you see a few of the comments, I only took a few that stood out on some of the topics that we had during the last 3 months, I would say. Mm-hmm. So here is one, for instance, that was David. Don't watch the news channels. Your life will be so much better. Yes, I think that was one of the topics of how to live a more peaceful life and be more calm in stressful situations and slow living. What a wonderful comment on that one, I think. And then we had another one. Deanne Perotta, who is always watching us from the US. So now I noticed that friends who actually retired are no longer close to me due to me choosing to continue work. Yes, I mean, that was a topic. We had a big topic and a lot of engagement from you guys on retiring and or keep growing. So if you're interested and have not seen it yet, you can go back into the playlist and go check it out. That was an amazing topic we had, and with a lovely repetitive guest, Laurie McGilvery. So make sure you check it out. And also we had another topic that was with also a repeating guest, Daniel, the Craig Master. And that comment by Deanne, she said, folks, please make time to watch through to the end and share it. Fascinating and so insightful, but more importantly, it may help you or someone you care about. Thank you all, but particularly Daniel, for being so open, truthful, supportive, and caring. This is definitely a helpful video, which I will come back to many times. Yes, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I really enjoy watching videos again and again, especially if it's content that that has such a captivating topic where you can really learn from, and maybe also you find yourself in a situation in your own life where you feel stuck, and those people who give their support and experience showcase can help you or guide you through a situation. I don't know, Ian, have you experienced something like that as well?
Oh,
that you go back to videos and watch them again because there was something that caught your ear?
yes, I do. You know as well as I do, when we started this a way back, putting your short videos on the show, that was the way I picked them out, is just sat and listened to them time and time again, and being a sort of process of elimination and something that would tie in with what we're doing on the show. I still listen to other videos within your group to pick up bits and pieces again where we can put together for the show. Just what you were saying earlier on there about people, you know, communicating, even communicating with myself. I had an email in, and there is quite a number of topics which I will put together. In actual fact, just looking at them here just now, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different topics actually came
wow.
in. This, 6 different topics came in this email. It's one of my regular people that communicate. And yes, it will come up in the next lot of shows. And I think they're really, really worthwhile. It is everyday stuff, stuff that really matters to
yes.
to people, I think, in the community. You know?
Yes, I think that's very good what you are saying there. Oftentimes when we look at the title maybe of the show, one would say, what's that? Or that doesn't really interest me, or it's not really my my cup of tea, as Tim would say. Or what? What does that affect me? But in the chat, in the chat is usually someone who can relate to what we're talking about. And actually, it is life. It's real life experience, and it's real life happenings, and maybe problems as well, which can be smaller after that. Yes, late
in five.
Been a few weeks since I could join. Yes, so welcome, Jen. Welcome back. You had a lovely birthday, so happy birthday, belated one, to you. And there's another birthday girl.
Happy
today.
Belated birthday.
And I hope she's watching. Feliz cumpleaños, mi niña, María Albornoce. It's her birthday today, so just make
Feliz
sure.
Feliz cumpleaños, María.
Happy birthday, all. Happy birthday.
David Butler and Anne at the check-in counter at the airport. And Alan's Homemade Blogs is just back from Tenerife.
Uh-huh. And Tim, David says we're silent. Ah, I know. Sorry.
You're not silent?
No. I misread that. Oops.
All right.
Okay. All right. Yes, so feedback. If we look at the word feedback, it's feeding back. So looking at the word, it also means that there has been something put out, and there's a reaction to it. Reaction or a response. There can be a reaction. Or a response or criticism, which does not always have to be bad. So criticism can also be very constructive, and then it's the way the way we take it. But
or it could be a Hendrix guitar riff.
Oh, we take it quite well, eh?
that's feedback as well.
Yeah. Somebody gives criticism that has to be brought over really nicely.
I'd like to give you some feedback.
Absolutely, Chris. Absolutely. Exactly.
Actually, Juliane, I'd like to give you some feedback.
Please.
We were talking about you today, and you're more in the north at the moment, right?
Yes.
And I'm assuming you're going for a lot more nice little walks in nature trails and stuff.
It will be, yes.
And I'm thinking, if we push people onto your channel and say, go and subscribe to Juliane, there's got to be something there that that people can see that isn't always, what's the word, as mind consuming as these. And I think what would be perfect for you would be, is Matt still up in the north?
Yeah.
Could he film you?
Sure.
So he films you, right? They've only got to be 10 minutes or 15 minutes long on your normal walk with the dog. Just film yourself, right? And then do a meditation or a yoga or something in natura. And I think that there is definitely an audience for that type of thing. You could help people free their minds by showing them a different part of Tenerife. So it's not Tenerife Northman walking around the stuff. You know, you're right in the thick of Ur Tenerife, if you like. You know, the old Tenerife.
Ur Tenerife.
And you're showing places that are not that far away from where people are on holiday. And you get to do either a meditation a few minutes or a yoga a few minutes. And I think that would be pretty cool. I think that would be pretty cool.
Thank you so much for your constructive criticism.
And if you do two or three a week, then you'll be like Kevin the Scotsman in 5 minutes. You've just got to be regular with it.
Ah, okay. Thank you. Yes, welcome. It's all about right. Criticism is or feedback is about improving, right?
It's all about the base.
The base.
There we go. I've touched it by accident.
Yep.
Hang on.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yes, I mean, you are also always improving and looking for ways to improve.
Yeah.
Right?
I could give you a feedback on a project that I started last year. For the project to be successful to me, I had to give back different feedbacks on the thing that I was actually doing. Being able to do that was, to me, that was always positive feedback that I was given. Enabled me to move forward onto the next stage, the next platform. It enabled me to develop my, what I would call my comfort zone. I always like to give feedback of some kind. Let's face it, feedback happens to everybody in everyday life. You go into a shop and you usually get a wee ticket and you get a wee bit, you do your wee bit thing and you hand it back into feedback. I would be interested, with the people out there, get these things. How many of them do you actually follow them up? Do they give positive feedback or do they give negative feedback?
Are you talking about those surveys?
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. I know sometimes they're a pain in the bum. But if they're associated with something that you're doing or done or received or a service that you've got, Right. I like to put my wee comment on it. Let's see, if it was a garage service, I would probably put back a positive a feedback to it, saying, I enjoyed the service, was okay, everything was spot on. Or obviously, it helps them to maintain their standards. It's likewise in a shop. If you give back feedback, was the assistance helpful? It helps the companies again to improve. I don't know if, I do know people that I have given feedback to have changed things around. It's like everything else. It takes a long time sometimes for it to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Would you guys, you in the chat and here on screen, would you say that it makes a difference if, for instance, feedback is personal? So if there's a face that you see who's giving you that feedback, or if that feedback is more the anonymous kind, like for instance in a survey, you don't necessarily have to put a name on it, and that makes it sometimes easier to come out and come up with an honest opinion, right? Whereas face to face, it takes courage to actually give feedback and to receive feedback. It's not only the giving, it's also the receiving, like what Chris was saying. The way you give feedback matters as well. What would you guys say?
Well, I used to do it as a job.
Yeah.
I used to do it as a job. Part of the job as the communications guy in an IT project environment was this thing called lessons learned. And the way that it was supposed to work, and the way that it did work in a lot of cases, but not always, was at the midlife crisis of a project is like the plans are out the window and we're scrambling around. And but we've got this risk analysis in place that we know if that goes wrong, we do this. If that goes wrong, we do this. So we'd prepared a little bit, but if something unprepared goes wrong, you have to solve it. And then we document that. What did we do in that crisis? And then at the end of the project, we run a lessons learned. And the lessons learned project was basically we take all the reports that showed us when we were in crisis where we didn't have a contingency plan. And we put that into like a handbook for the next project. So we were handing over to the next project. So at the beginning of the next project, you had a learned lessons session. So lessons learned at the end, learned lessons at the beginning. And we'd invite somebody from the old project to the new project guy, and they'd say, oh, we came up against this, this, this. And that was the beginning of your risk analysis, which then developed into your contingency plans. And you get better, you know, so it's a cycle. But personal feedback was also a part of this lessons learned. And I used to run this session, even though I was not trained in it, but I'd taken part in lots of personal feedback sessions to know the pitfalls. And the way I used to run them is there was a hot seat at the end of the project. There was a hot seat that I'd set up, which is basically a seat in the middle of the room where facing everybody else, if you like. And it was totally up to you whether you wanted to sit in the hot seat and have feedback or not. I used to tell the project manager that he really had to sit in it, but if he didn't want to, I'd understand, but I'd said it'd look weird if you don't. And I used to say to the people, you can't use feedback to attack somebody personally. You can only tell them how what they did or what they didn't do or how they acted made you feel. So when giving personal feedback to somebody, you can't say you did this or you're always like that or you never listen. That's not feedback. But if you say something like, I try to give information out and I felt I wasn't heard. So that's like negative feedback, but it's done in a way that the other person then knows how you felt when this situation happened. Yeah. And the other rule, which was very, very strong rule. So both the rules are, you can never start a sentence with you. It always has to start with I felt or I found or, you know. And the second rule was the person on the hot seat can only say thank you. Those are the only two words they can say.
Yeah.
And that means there's no discussion. So you listen to the feedback. You thank them for the feedback. It doesn't mean you agree with them. It doesn't. And it was a way that it was very brave for people to put themselves on the seat. I used to put myself on the seat as the first guinea pig just to show them the ropes and ask for feedback of how I was as a moderator in this thing. And basically I was just fishing for compliments because they always said, oh, you're great. But I says, you know, you've got to be brutal. And some people sort of say, yeah, sometimes we don't think you take it seriously, Tim. You know, so I got a lot of feedback that people didn't take me seriously. And I just said, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was worth it, you know. Yeah. And I think there's a Scottish saying, I can't do the accent and I can't even remember the words. It's supposed to rhyme and it's God something. I hope that God didn't give us the ability to see ourselves as others see us. I don't know if you know that one, Ian.
I've heard it, but I couldn't take the words. But I would take a point you've just said there, actually, and this is actually true to a thing we are sitting here. In my work, during large contracts, you got together for a debrief, which was a feedback, and there was never ever any criticism with anything or anybody. It was always points that was put forward. That was at the start of your project. At the end of the project, you did exactly the same, just as what you were saying there. You did exactly the same. Again, there was never any criticism. It was always points that was put back. Feedback from the customer, feedback from your contractors that you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually taken back to head office where the boffins there sat down with the report in front of them so that when your next large project came along, you started it a different way, for example.
Yeah.
You know? You would have you would set up a different routine for doing your acquiring your equipment on the site. This all came from the feedback from the previous projects.
It's very important in business, but I think also is personal feedback in friendships and families is also important. And feedback in this situation, you know, I mean, we'd like to know how we're doing. I'm sure that the majority of people who are watching would say we think it's great, otherwise they wouldn't be watching. But I'd like to know why the people stopped watching. That would be interesting for me. But of course, we're not going to reach them, are we?
No, and as we said before, times change, circumstances change, and that's totally fine. Now also, it's summertime, which also makes a difference. People are occupied with other things, and rightly so. I mean, it's good to be doing other things, right? So
yeah.
We you meet and accompany the journey for a while. So it's like a train. You step on the train into the train, and you ride on the train for a few hours or a few minutes or bit longer, a little bit longer. So and then you get off, and with some you stick the whole time from the beginning of the journey till the end, and others just hop off, and others hop on.
And that's true.
Something I was saying earlier on there, actually, with the project that I started. I mean, it's quite a number of months ago. I wouldn't be where I am at this moment in time if there hadn't been a two-way feedback. Information goes both ways. Negative information and positive information. Obviously, you're always looking for the positive information coming back. But I'm quite upfront and said, I wouldn't be sitting here doing what I'm doing now if I hadn't had this two-way communication with before being able to do this. You know?
Yeah. Yes. Yes,
don't forget, if you want to join us live right now with your phone or your tablet or your computer, you can go to timothydow.com/live. The link is up there now. And you can pop in on one of these little boxes underneath Ian and give us your idea or give us some feedback even.
Yes. And also, I would like to ask you guys in the chat, because it was brought up right now. There is, or would you say, there is a difference between feedback coming from business partners or colleagues, co-workers, or family members, people who are very close to you? Because that kind of feedback, or what we feel oftentimes, is criticism, hits harder or less, depending from who it comes from. And that would be interesting to know as well. Ian? What's your take on that?
Sorry, I was looking at something there.
Sorry, I'm going to put up Jack Bell. Yeah. Yes, I agree with the brighter evenings and warmer weather on its way. I myself try to get out more and a lot less internet and TV. Yes, well done on you. Definitely use time outside in nature. That's wisely spent time.
And Walk with Ian is actually Flying Trucker now. Or Flying Trucker is now Walk with Ian now.
Walk with Ian?
Yeah, there's a Walk with Ian now.
Walk with Ian.
Ah. Okay.
This is Ian from Flying Trucker fame.
Oh, okay.
And welcome. Walking Talking Foodies has just subscribed to your channel. This is Lucy. Hi, Lucy. Is it Lucy?
That's Lucy.
Hi,
yeah.
Lucy. Yep. Hi, Lucy. Walking, talking. That's what we did, Tim. Remember?
It was. And who else is on? Yeah. Feliz cumpleaños, mi niña.
Mi niña. Feliz cumpleaños. Aww. Okay, and we got...
It's funny. Yeah. It's funny. Actually, you said you just mentioned one of these films there. I just watched that last night, Walking Talking with Tim and yourself. Was that one of the first live videos that you did?
The first live on your channel, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And we went to the ice cream parlor.
I was talking about that the other day.
La Opera. No?
It was.
Opera, no?
Just around the corner from the Carnicería, on the corner there, Playa de San Juan.
That's it.
Exactly. That's it. Yeah.
Trisha Slater's on. I just want to say hi to Trisha. Trisha Slater's been on the island for a couple of weeks now, and she's been she's having a wonderful time, even though she's got to go early mornings somewhere that she doesn't really like going to. But she's having a great time. It's a shame we're not going to meet again. I think you're going home tomorrow, is it, Tricia? Or at the weekend?
Weekend, I think.
Oh, that's right. It was Anne and David are going home today. You're staying. Is everything all right with you? If you need anything, just let me know. Oh, I pressed the wrong
number. De nada, mi niña. Oh, what's this one here? In the YouTube feedback, they have stopped the thumbs down. Your opinions.
They, really? I think you still put a thumbs down. They just don't tell us how many.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, it used to be that you got the number of thumbs up and the number of thumbs down, but now they don't show you the number of thumbs down. I think you can still put a thumbs down. I don't have a free get eight here, so I could have it.
I've never tried it, actually, to see whether it came up or not. But just speaking about what there is there, I mean, we have the regular people that give us feedback in the comment section after the show has finished. So for the people that don't do that, you're welcome to put a comment after the show finishes in the comment section underneath. It's actually easier if there's something you want to say or tell us, it's actually easier sometimes to pick out the comment rather than sit and scroll through all the chat to see what somebody's picked up. Sometimes I write them down, but it's time consuming to sit and go through a chat to pick out something, you know, somebody's actually said something that you've remembered. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. So thank you for all the wonderful comments. Let's see what Jen puts. If they thumb up or thumb down, it helps the algorithm. Yeah. True that.
It doesn't matter if it's a thumbs down or a thumbs up. It's it still helps because it's they only count the number of interactions.
Interactions, yeah.
Julianne, what do you feel about the feedback in your life?
In my life,
yes,
that's why I thought that question was interesting. It depends. Feedback, I like feedback. Like Chris says, depending how it's delivered, the delivery of the feedback plays. I personally think an important role. And then it's much easier to take it in, even if it means criticism or that that you have to change something, because then
in this house we call them criticisms.
Criticisms. I love that. Ooh. I love that. Criticisms. You know,
if it wasn't for Chris, how would I know that I'm doing stuff wrong?
How you can do stuff better. That's how you see it.
You would have no idea.
Exactly, I'm telling Chris.
Estoy terribly. Soy terribly.
As you're saying, Julianne, there is obviously with your clients, if you get feedback from them, it will help you to give them better information of what they're actually requiring.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And it also, I mean, we always talk about mindset. We are all human beings, and oftentimes our view and our point of view is in one direction. And if criticism or feedback is delivered in a way that that it's not harsh, then you are more enticed to actually look at the other side, which you might not have considered yet. It's easier to then say, oh yeah, I might try that, or that could be interesting, opposed to saying, well, that was horrible. But even criticism delivered in a harsher tone depends what kind of character you are, and how you want to take it in. So I learned and I'm still learning to take feedback as always something positive. I try to see feedback as something positive, whether I agree with it or whether it fits in this very moment in my life, that not, but definitely it gets an ear, it gets it might even get a little drawer where I store it.
Yes,
and it comes out at a more suitable time.
Yeah, that's just what I was about to say there, actually. You could actually get feedback and, as you say, don't use it, but you could be interested in it at the time and recall it. Maybe you could be doing something or something could happen. You could actually recall that and say, right, that was done that way. We'll rethink our plan and something else. So obviously that was feedback that you got maybe weeks ago, maybe months ago, you know?
Exactly.
So it could be applied that way. Yeah.
Absolutely. And as you said earlier on, Ian, you said a word there, comfort zone. Actually, two words, right? Bless you. The comfort zone is where we feel very comfortable and where we don't really want to step out. And it requires us to change something, right? And sometimes we are not quite ready to jump out of that comfort zone. So it's with feedback, and especially when it's delivered in a nice way. Right, enticing way. It gets people out easier, out of a comfort zone. Or it happened to me that I then decided, I'm just gonna try and see how it is, and then slowly, step by step, not directly jumping into it, but making my way out of that comfort zone that I was clearly in.
And, well, Tricia Slater's in a comfort zone right now. She's in the Scotch corner eating Scottish food.
Scottish food.
And I'm going to give her some feedback now. How dare you? I need to diet, and you're coming up with apple pie, beans, Scotch chips. Oh my God, I could just go for that.
I love it. Apple crumble my cream now. You're better with apple crumble and custard.
Ooh, that sounds lovely, yeah?
Right, we'll be down in a minute, Tricia.
I love you for that, Tricia.
And she says, I was in my comfort zone for the last 3 years, so I really needed to do this travel to Tenerife. I'm so glad, Tricia, that you came over and that you met some of the community people. That's another thing that I love about this Balcony Banter, or not only Balcony Banter, it's also Tim's channel and Chris's channel where you guys meet, but that you've made those connections. In-person connections which I really love as well. And through this program here, I've made a few connections with some of you as well, which who I met in person, which is always lovely to get a face to the name. Although Trisha, your photo is displayed there, but it's always nice to get the vibe and the reboot.
Yeah, but Trisha's much nicer in person than the avatar there.
I can imagine so. And Anne-Marie says, Anne-Marie, you can learn from feedback, either positive or negative, which can influence ways to change and interact with viewers. Yes, absolutely. Yeah? Whether, positive or negative. And, thank you for that comment there. Oh, that's so great. I mean, really love this this community between you guys. Love it.
Meet up Monday.
There was 14 people, 16 including us, and there was the Pearsons and Northman Tenry, so four of those. Then there was Johnny Vlogger and Denise. Then there was Rick and Shelley, and there was Col. And there was Orcus Whaling, Craig, which I haven't heard from. Orcus, if you're watching, I sent you a couple of messages. I hope everything's all right.
Oops.
And of course, we had Trisha and David and Anne. And who was sat here? Oh, you. Did I miss it?
The most important one.
Yeah. Who did I miss? I think you missed. 4, 8, 4, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I think there's about 16 of us.
And people from all over the place were sitting together like they've known each other for
years, yeah.
For decades, yeah.
It was really good.
That's good. That's great to hear. Yeah.
And then, of course, this meetup Monday, nobody registered. And so me and Rick went out and got drunk.
That wasn't so good.
No, that wasn't so good. I mean, I enjoyed it, but I drank too much.
And so, the food was great.
Chris, what was your feedback then?
I was still nice because he can't help it. They're just little boys.
I'm just a little boy and I can't help it.
Okay.
No, I should tell you off every time.
Every time? I don't do that often.
Yeah, but it happens a few times. And...
Do you want to see the setup? Here we go. Just to change the subject. So that's our camera. That's our camera. That is, let's do this. That's the mixing desk that we're using. Into the microphone here. Ladies and gentlemen, you too can have an accent like mine. And I've got the iPad here, which I'm reading the things on and changing the views. So there you go. And the sunset, of course. It's still misty, but I see the outline of La Gomera now. I don't know if you can see that on this camera. Yeah. I can see the outline of La Gomera. I think if I touch there, will it focus on that? No, it won't. But it's right here.
Yeah. Did I hear somebody saying there was a Kalima coming in again?
Yeah. Yes.
Are they what?
A Kalima coming in again.
Yeah, it did. It arrived, and this is it. But it looks like it's letting up because there's less mist at the moment.
Yeah,
it's very warm. Is that usual for this time of the year? There is it.
Well, Kalimas, they happen all year round.
It just depends. It's when the wind comes over from the Sahara, that's when the Kalima's on.
So we're coming up to the hour nearly. Yes, and I'm going to go around, around the table and ask for our final thoughts on feedback and on future feedback. Future feedback, which is a feed forward, right? Isn't it?
Like lessons learned, learned lessons.
Yeah. Feed forward and feed back.
Feed forward. Christina? Where's
I have no idea.
Where's me tea, she says.
Just tell us. That's great.
That's it. Definitely. Very good.
Exactly. Just tell us that we're great. I don't want to hear your bloody feedback. Just tell us we're great. You are great. You are great. She is great. Jack Bell. Just what Jack Bell says. Was it Tim? You have to be one of the original vloggers. It's a question. You have to be one of the original vloggers.
That's just a statement. I'm not
sure what that's pertaining to. Tim, you're showing off your equipment. Oh, it's probably about the equipment, right? Probably about the equipment. Yeah. We like the toys.
Ian, your final thoughts.
Feedback is very important in all aspects of life. Feedback is very important to us running Balcony Banter, and please keep it up.
Yes.
What I will say near the end here is thanks, folks, for joining us as usual. If you like the show, please click the like, subscribe, share, and the bell button for notification of future shows and videos. And if you've missed anything, go to www.youtube.com/@JulianNendel. Or if you require any information on Julian's occupation, go to her website, www.juliannendel.com. And remember, you can leave a comment after the show has finished, which I think I've already said. Our contact details are in the description, and if you click the word more, it drops down and you can see all our contact details there.
Yes.
Please do so.
You are doing such a wonderful job there. No more things for me to say then. Tim, are there any words from you?
I think that the feedback that we get is 99% positive. I think what we're doing generates positive feedback. If somebody does have negative feedback, it's usually because we don't fulfill their expectations. But that's the nature of the beast, I'm afraid. Jack Bell is saying that I was one of the first vloggers. We've been doing it quite a while. On Tenerife, I've been doing it now since 2016, I think. Before that, it was Fit by 50. Then it was Fit by 55. Then it was Fit by something else.
60.
And my daughter just took the mickey out of me this afternoon by sort of saying Fit by Retirement. Because I retire in October.
Oh. Yeah.
But, yeah.
And I'm sure you are still growing then.
Yes. When I retire, I'm going to do this full time. I'm going to go YouTubing full time.
There you go. You're not retiring then. You are growing.
I'm growing. I'm hoping to slim. In fact, what did he say? Where is he? Ray Duffy is on, and he says, "See you, slimy Tim." Where is it? Or does he mean Slimmy Tim?
Slimmy Tim, I think it means.
Slimmy Tim. Slimmy
okay.
Tim.
Well, as long as I'm not Slimy Tim, that's all right. The importance of grammar.
Thank you. Yes, Eugene.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. And yes, feedback and feed forward. I hope to see you all next week as well. Then we're going to be on Tim and Chris channel, LWMST. And yes, make sure if you haven't seen our other episodes, the comments that I showed on screen before, make sure to check them out as well. And yes, leave a comment, leave your 10 cents or 50 cents or a euro. Okay, so just leave your comments and leave your feedback, and whether positive or negative, we are not offended. So we are, I think, detached enough to deal with it. We wish you a wonderful week ahead, and yeah, keep it going and flowing, and all the best to you guys. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.